else would you call them? Would you call them anything else? Contrary or?
Contrary. Stubborn or contrary. It's corn if they went against you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Guess what he's doing? They'd be contrary.
Would you call them bullheaded or anything?
Well, sometimes they do, but I hardly ever use that word bullheaded.
I see. Pig-headed or?
Well, I've heard them call that too.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. And when there are people who take offense, you know, and you say something, they just think you mean bad. What do you say they are? Do you ever call them, you know, what do you call them? When you say something, they think you're saying things bad all the time when you're not.
I don't call them nothing.
You call them touchy or testy or fretful or?
Well, I don't know what you call them.
Uh-huh. Well, how about somebody who's...
I don't have much trouble with people like that. Mm-hmm.
What about people who always get upset? And you'd say, well, sometimes he gets really...
Really hateful.
Or could you, angry or...
Angry.
Would you ever say head up?
No, I never said. Mm-hmm. I never thought that.
Or you could say, have you ever heard people say, surety? You know, to say somebody's really angry, he's really surety.
Oh, I never heard that.
Okay, if there are a bunch of people sitting around, everybody's all excited, and they're getting louder and louder and talking, and all of a sudden, you know, they start, and you want them to be quiet and calm down, you could say, keep calm. Would you ever say that?
Please, yes, you'd say that. Please keep calm. Keep calm.
Uh-huh.
Be quiet.
I see, uh-huh. And if you're really tired, you know, you're sort of tired, you're coming from working hard, what would you say you were?
I'd plainly say I'm tired.
Would you ever say tuckered out or?
Well, I've heard people say that.
Or would they?
But I wouldn't hardly ever think of that.
Would you say pooped or bushed or?
No, I just say I'm tired and go
and go to bed. I guess so. Or if you say somebody else is, would you ever say worn out or?
Yes.
He's wore out or?
Well, I say that once in a while. I'm just wore out.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Tired.
Or if somebody's really ready to get out and get going, what would you say? A raring to go?
Raring to go.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody say we had a really so good a time that it was really like we had a torn down good time?
Yes, I've heard that.
What did they say?
They had a big time.
Or torn down? Or?
I don't know. I never heard them say torn down time.
I see.
I just had a big time.
Mm-hmm.
Or I had a good time.
Okay. If somebody was you know, just sitting around and they suddenly got, you know, sick, what would you say? Would you say they were took sick or?
Now I had that happen here with both my sisters. And I said, she's sick.
You wouldn't
there's
say,
something wrong.
Oh, took sick or?
I didn't say she took sick. I just said she's sick. We've got to get somebody. Get help.
I see. Or if somebody's sick now but they're going to be well again, would you say they're going to be well again soon or by and by? Or?
Well, I said I hope she's soon well.
Or would you ever say by and by?
No, I don't think I'd use that word.
You wouldn't say that?
I think so. I'd say that she'll soon be well.
I see.
I hope she'll soon be well.
If you're saying somebody was out in the cold weather, you know, and he got real, you know, he started sniffling and sneezing and stuff, you'd say he
took cold.
I see. And
well, you took cold or something.
I see.